Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. Can you tell us about the Conscience Protection Forum you hosted last week?
Sure. Last week I hosted a forum where I invited people to speak who've been forced to participate in or pay for an abortion. Most don't realize it, but people are being forced on a regular basis to violate their conscience by participating in abortion. We must act to stop this. For instance, at the forum, we heard the story of a woman named Kathy DiCarlo, who worked as a nurse at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Ms. DiCarlo was forced to participate in a late-term 22-week abortion, even though she staunchly opposed doing so because she is a Catholic. Ms. DiCarlo should have been protected from this kind of coercion because Mount Sinai receives federal funding. Federal law prohibits entities that receive federal dollars from forcing their employees to participate in abortion if the employee has a moral objection.
Was the forum you hosted associated with a particular bill?
Yes. The forum was associated with a bill called the Conscience Protection Act. It would permanently protect health care providers, insurers, and insurance plans that decline to participate in or pay for an abortion. Specifically, the bill would prevent the local, state, or federal government from discriminating against any of these entities on the basis of their refusal to be involved with an abortion. The bill would also allow these entities to take their case to court if they are discriminated against for refusing to provide abortion. I'm happy to report that the House passed this bill by 245-182. It has now been referred to the Senate, where it awaits further consideration. This legislation is completely common sense. Our ability as Americans to act on our conscience is one of the most precious rights we have. We must hold tightly to it.
What's going on in Great Britain this week?
Well, I've spoken for the past few weeks about Britain's exit from the EU and most recently about David Cameron's plan to step down from his position as Prime Minister. Two candidates have been campaigning to take his place. One of them dropped out of the race on Monday, leaving Theresa May, the only candidate left, as the default winner. Theresa May officially took over the office on Wednesday. Originally, British leaders had anticipated the process of choosing a new prime minister to take several months, buying them much-needed breathing room to determine the details of their EU exit. The surprise news on Monday that the country would have its new prime minister sooner than expected will most likely accelerate Britain's formal exit from the European Union.
All right. Thank you for that. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
Yes, I do. I would like to congratulate Ephrata's baseball team on winning the American Legion District 10 title Tuesday night. The team played Penn Manor in the final championship game, won by a final score of 8-5. We never got that big hit the way we did during the regular season, but we got the right swings at the right moments, said Ephrata coach Derek Sipe. Coach Sipe also said he thought their team had a lot of productive at-bats. The Ephrata team's victory was its fifth title in the last six seasons. The next step in the tournament will be for them to compete against York County. Well done, Ephrata. I wish the whole team all the best in the next tournament stage.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.